Number 60, how to reach 20 times more ideal customers every day. Here's a secret tool I use to reach 20 times more ideal customers every day with my 20-minute lead generation habit without wasting time at networking events. For 3 years, I wasted the best energy of my day at networking events. As an introverted solopreneur, I detest face-to-face networking, waking up at 5 a.m., driving across town, making small talk. By the time I got home, I needed to go sit in a dark cupboard for a few hours just to wind down. All for what? To eat stale sandwiches and collect business cards from an army of accountants that end up in my drawer. Meanwhile, my ideal clients were right there on LinkedIn the whole time. But why traditional networking sucks? Yes, traditional networking is a time vampire. You spend hours hoping to meet one person who might need your services someday. And who decided these events should start at 6 a.m? By noon, my day is shot, my energy is drained, and I've collected zero qualified leads. Traditional networking. Networking relies on hoping that the right person turns up at the right time, just when they need your services. Advantage, it builds trust faster than outreach. Virtual networking. Virtual networking takes longer per person to build trust, but due to volume is more effective overall. Build a daily lead generation habit. I've developed a daily habit you can use to reach 20 of your ideal customers every single day. The process is simple. 1. Filter for decision makers in your target industry. 2. Connect without pitching, just like at networking events. 3. Help, don't sell. 4. Optimize your profile to sell for you. Virtual networking on steroids. There's a better way to get leads than face-to-face networking. Your ideal clients are already hanging out on LinkedIn, all 500 million of them. But most people use LinkedIn like a digital business card. That's like showing up to a party and standing in the corner, hoping someone notices you, or worse, they are broadcasting at the top of their voices. If someone needs your help, they will let you know, and the ones who truly need help will appreciate you skipping the small talk too. But first, you have to find the ones that actually need your help. How to identify your ideal client. Don't skip this step before you do anything else. Who exactly are you trying to reach? Job title, industry, customer niche, company size, location, pain points, get specific. Poor freelancers target everyone. The richest freelancers target decision makers with specific problems and optimized offer. My secret weapon to find your ideal customers. You can target exactly who you want to speak to and reach out to them to strike up a conversation, just as you would at a networking event, except without all the stale sandwiches, preamble and 6 a.m. wake-ups. Use LinkedIn Boolean Search to find your ideal customers. LinkedIn's Boolean Search lets you create hyper-targeted searches using and, or, and not operators. Example, marketing director, and SaaS or software as a service, and Series B and tech. This search will find you marketing directors at Series B, SaaS companies in the tech industry, insane, and build a list of your ideal customers. Once you've got your search dialed in, bookmark it, run it daily, connect with 20 people. That's 100 new connections per week, 400 per month, $4,800 per year, 4,800 makers who match your exact criteria. Don't sell, offer to help. Face-to-face networking excels in just one area. Trust. Face-to-face encounters build trust faster than anything else. You will sell in a face-to-face conversation 5 times more often than a virtual meeting, but they take 10 times longer. Virtual networking takes much longer mindset to build trust. But the overall volume of virtual networking combined to make virtual networking much more effective overall. But it requires a longer mindset. People are overwhelmed by all the offers and pitches these days. Don't be the person pitching. Pitching doesn't work anymore on social. You aren't going to sell your services on the first or even the 10th interaction. Think months and years. You can offer to help, but even this will be perceived as a pitch. Better instead to just ask questions and build a relationship. Never directly pitch your offer unless someone has specifically asked for it or has asked you to DM them from a comment. If someone wants your help or is interested in what you're selling, they'll visit your profile and get your pitch from there. Play the long game. Connecting alone isn't enough. The fastest way to kill a LinkedIn connection, pitching immediately after connecting. Game. Instead, hey name, noticed your relevant observation. How's niche business going these days? Start conversations, not sales pitches. Find a way to gently steer the conversation towards a problem they have that you can solve. This may take experimentation, be patient, then help them solve something or provide something that helps them for free. Don't ask for anything in return. When they need your help again in 3 months, who are they going to call? Ghostbusters, then you. Optimize your offer, pitch, and CTA. Despite what the gurus tell you, you don't need to sell in the DMs if you don't want to. Your LinkedIn profile is your silent salesperson. When someone gets your connection request, the first thing they do is check your profile. Is yours selling for you? Most people waste their banner image on a company logo. Use that space to communicate who you help, how you help them, what they should do next. Optimize your profile to sell for you. Your profile should answer 1. What problem do you solve? 2. Who do you solve it for? 3. How are you different? 4. What should they do next? Ouch. Don't make people figure it out. Tell them exactly what you do and how to take the next step. Here's my funnel. What? When I connect, I ask, how's niche design life treating you? If they are struggling with something, I send them a free resource that can help. The free resource has a lead magnet with a more in-depth resources. When they subscribe, they get offered a free freelancer audit, a habit to reach 20 times more new customers a day, 15 minutes every morning before email. Identify your ideal customer, connect to acknowledge, compliment, ask, personalize the message, comment, support. It's all it takes to connect with 20 potential clients daily. The math is simple. 15 minutes per day times 20 connections equals 400 new ideal customers monthly. Compare that to a networking event. 3 hours times 5 connections equals 5 potential customers. Which would you rather have? This isn't complicated. It's just a system most people are too distracted or lazy to implement. While others are sleeping through networking breakfasts, you could be building a pipeline of perfect clients.